Proclamation number 6574 of 16th of June, 1956. Earthly advancement. Spiritual decay. Everything bears the sign of decay, even if you humans believe to be busy in building up and promoting. Even if you incessantly work in the earthly sphere, you only contribute towards bringing the end ever closer, for all your striving is only aimed at earthly goals, and thereby you unfit the earth for its actual purpose of serving you for the maturing of the soul. For you only pay attention to that which serves the body's well-being, and you often prevent the bound spiritual substances in matter from maturing or serving by unlawfully dissolving creations in order to make them useful for your earthly plans. And what appears to be a blossoming, a progress, is in reality a chaotic state, because the development of the soul alone proves the extent to which divine order prevails. And because this has reached a minimum which again proves the infringements against the eternal order, much matter will certainly still be induced to serve, natural creations will certainly be dissolved for the purpose of earthly use, much spiritual matter will certainly be released from hardest form again and can continue its path of development in a new form. Yet no human being will think of this but only of the earthly advantage which accrues to him when he uses matter. And the spiritual substance in matter senses this earthly oriented attitude and often only reluctantly gets ready to serve, which shows in the fact that disadvantages upon disadvantages become recognizable. The damage becomes apparent which now causes people much trouble and annoyance. For the spiritual feels it when its serving purpose has not been considered first, and therefore it often opposes. These are not blessed works which come into being through human hands without any spiritual attitude. And however tremendous they appear and command people's admiration in view of their construction, and their existence will not last long even if people believe to have created works of permanence. And it is precisely this increased will to work with only an earthly goal that goes so far as to carry out plans which only add to the chaos. A chaos that now makes itself felt in a spiritual and earthly manner. For people's spiritual state is remarkably low and expresses itself in complete faithlessness and in a loveless way of life. And the earthly decay manifests itself in such a way that people can no longer protect themselves against life-threatening influences which, however, are triggered off by people themselves who work on behalf of the one who wants to destroy everything in order to liberate the bound spiritual and to attach it to himself again. And people willingly offer him their hands for this, for he gives them the illusion of great earthly successes. He is an expert at directing their thoughts towards wrong goals and is always listened to, because people do not want to know about a spiritual purpose of their earthly life, because their thoughts are only directed towards earthly things and because the spiritual which they liberate in a God-opposing will cannot exert a good influence on these people either, who disturb its course of development. It is seeming advancement and yet decline, a fall, as it cannot be imagined to be worse. And only a few people have an open eye for this because they carry God in their heart and regard earthly life only as a passage to actual life and eternity. And this is also continually pointed out to these so that they can still influence their fellow human beings as far as this is possible. People strive ever higher and sink ever lower. And they should let themselves be warned by the apparent advancement they experience. they should think and not live blindly from day to day. For creation did not come into being for purely earthly purposes, although it serves people, yet its actual purpose is spiritual development which, however, is now completely disregarded, and thus the earth no longer fulfills its purpose either. Amen.